For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Patients who are terminally ill should not have to travel from country to country looking for a cure. That's what President Trump said in the State of the Union address. It's called the Right to Try Bill. The president signed it and said that it gives the terminally ill access to treatments before they receive final FDA approval.
Time, it's not what they have.
The bill had backers in both parties, but opponents worry that dispensing experimental drugs before they're proven safe could be dangerous and give patients and their families false hope. But the president says those drugs could save thousands of lives.
Oftentimes they're going to be very successful. It's an incredible thing.
At the signing ceremony, the president said that within a couple of weeks, he expects price cuts by major drug firms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Officials ordered immediate evacuations in an area overwhelmed by fast-moving lava from fissures caused by Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Hawaii County civil defense workers posted signs reading, "You are at risk of being isolated due to possible lava inundation." Parts of Puna on the Big Island are also at risk of additional lava flow. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory issued a warning for high volcanic gas emissions and lightweight volcanic glass emerging from a fissure. Harvey Weinstein's been indicted on rape and criminal sex charges in New York City. Manhattan's District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. says this brings the former movie mogul another step closer to accountability. Weinstein decided not to testify before a grand jury. His lawyers say there was political pressure on the DA, which made an indictment unavoidable. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
She went from top to bottom in the blink of an eye. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Her new show's been canceled, her Roseanne reruns yanked off all platforms, and Roseanne Barr's agents have dropped her after her racist tweet against former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett. Barr furiously tweeting apologies afterwards, in one blaming her use of the sleep aid Ambien for what she calls a stupid joke, but in other tweets slamming some fellow entertainers for failing to defend her. However, comedian Jamie Foxx had this to say of it all.
I just think we just got to get back to loving each other. Like, we in America, man. What are we tripping on? It's like we're in the greatest place in the world, and we're bickering back and forth with each other, and we're always hanging something on somebody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has expressed concern for shipping after an oil tanker was struck by a missile in the Red Sea. John Clemens has more.
Secretary Mattis was aboard a military aircraft when he briefed reporters about concerns for shipping in the international waters of the Red Sea.
The threat to the Red Sea shipping was pretty obvious when you saw the tanker get hit by an Iranian-supplied missile to the Houthis. So the implications of this are not insignificant if we don't get this under control.
Houthi rebels from Yemen caused minor damage to the Saudi oil tanker last month when they fired the Iranian-supplied missile. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.